Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, has something good for us to learn about. Good morning, Jim.
Yes, sir. Good morning, David. I didn't realize the word hospice has taken on negative connotations until Dan Ayers told me the other day. Dan is CEO of what was Catskill Area Hospice and Palliative Care until Tuesday, when it changed its name to Helios and announced a very ambitious new strategy to better care for people in their last year of life, and less expensively, too. When people hear hospice, Dan said, they think, that's it. And that's pushing people away from a service that allows them to stay at home until the end, which is what most people want. Locally, he told me, the average duration of people under palliative care or hospice had dropped to just 17 days. The announcement Tuesday is intended to turn that around. Catskill Hospice had served three counties, Otsego, Delaware, and Schoharie. Now, as Helios, it's expanded its service area to include all the eight counties in the Bassett healthcare system, which is centered here in Cooperstown. There are 140 people in the three counties and 600,000 in the eighth. Obviously, this will allow closer coordination between the hospital system and Helios, as well as allowing for economies of scale. This decision came out of a year-long pilot project with Bassett, where the hospice, through more staffing, more flexible scheduling, and use of advanced telemedicine, was able to better care for people in the last year of life. And they saw the cost of treating those patients drop 35%. As Dan explained to me, the most expensive way to treat people is in intensive care units, and a greater proportion of New Yorkers have been dying in ICUs than any other state except one. Second most expensive is treating end-of-life patients who come to hospitals' primary care units. Least expensive, he said, and the option most people prefer, if it's done right, is to care for people in their final months at home, where most people want to spend their final days. Now, this is more than just a theoretical. In 2021, Medicare is planning to adjust its reimbursement system, what it pays hospitals, away from ICUs toward home care. So Bassett and Helios are getting ahead of the curve. Now, separately, Dan has negotiated an agreement with Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield in Utica, so its medical insurance can be used now for the new approach if patients want to go that route. By the way, Helios is the Greek god of the sun who drove his chariot across the sky, bringing light to the world. There's a lot more to this, and this week's story is on allotsego.com if people want more details.
Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go, as he just said, to read that story and much, much more. Jim, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Thursday.
Thank you, Dave.